And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, this one, beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about, wow, we go like way down south of Birmingham, up north to Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, it is now like that time. It's my favorite time of every single week when we get together with two of the folks who've been in the background, but not really in the background. Now they're in the foreground because it's time for Boomer and McQueen. All right. Hello, McQueen.
Well, hello.
Oh, got to get a microphone for you. Hello, McQueen.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, a few weeks ago I asked Boomer if he made the whoop whoop sound. I thought that was him that recorded it.
She did ask that. I said, no, it was not me.
I was like, hey, is that really you? Yeah.
Sure it is. Boomer whoop-whoops all the time around here. All right. I got to, by the way, thank you for bringing me another bottle of burp juice.
No problem.
She walked in and go, I got burp juice.
I mean, I can't drink Diet Dr. Pepper and be on the air. I would lose listeners in a heartbeat. Like, oh, like feel,
you,
oh, oh.
You can tell I have a son. Here's burp juice, y'all.
I'm actually really proud of you for that.
For calling.
All right. Questions. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know the deal. I throw out questions.
Y'all give me
your thoughts. So here's the first one. So Nikki Haley, you've heard of her. Nikki Haley, running for president, getting a lot of blowback right now. A lot of blowback. I think she's probably surprised at how much blowback she's getting, because she's the one who has had the most recent traction. She's like gaining in the polls. She's got a little more momentum out of the debates, and yet she kind of stepped in it with a self-inflicted wound. she came out on a recent interview and said that if she were elected president, that one of the first things she wants to do is make it mandatory that no one can be on social media using like an anonymous account, that they have to name themselves. And I'm going to wait till y'all hear y'all's comments on it. But she's getting a lot of blowback for it. Some folks saying that'd be completely unconstitutional. Some say it would get people fired or doxxed if they had to use their real names, yada, yada. What do y'all think about this? Who's going first on this one?
I have opinions.
Okay, well, I guess, of course, you have opinions.
I'm going to sit here and sip burnt juice. You go right ahead.
But I have opinions on both sides of it.
All right, talk to me.
I think, in one sense, I mean, the people that are going nutso out of it, you're like, calm down. But at the same time, I understand the whole, like, it is on, you know, our freedom of speech. It goes against that. So, therefore, I see the unconstitutional about it. You also see so much, you know, poetry in the past and just fabulous pieces of literature that were written anonymously. You know, that happens. But at the same time, I see that, like, you know, we have so many issues with social media where people can't, they can write things all day long or bash people all day long and have these arguments all day long because they can hide behind a screen. So I understand
I was going to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you elaborate on that because I'm not going any further with that. So I understand that part of it. Like, you know, if you're going to say it, like, say it, not don't hide behind a screen and say it. But, and I lost my train of thought. I had another point I was going to make there. But I know, so I do see.
You were going to flip the script and use the other side of the coin.
I totally was, and it was something with like the way you phrased your question. So I totally see both sides of it, but like the.
Like the getting doxxed, getting fired piece?
Nope, I don't remember now. But the crazy response, like just like bashing is like, let's calm down here. Like, yeah. I don't think she meant to ruffle feathers the way that it did. Or maybe she did. I'm not quite sure. But it's interesting just how strong a response is you are. See, on both sides and even from Republicans, because they're like, no, that's wrong. And I know DeSantis was very against it. But I also see the motive behind it with, like, the Chinese bots and all those sort of things that she wants to eliminate. Oh, I know. The other point I was going to make, back in the day, I think I was like the first era of Facebook where you had to have a legitimate college email address to be on Facebook.
Yeah,
like you legit
that.
Had to have a, you know, at alabama.com. Like you had to have that to be on Facebook. You had to have a name. You couldn't just be on there anonymously. And then that has transpired and evolved over time. It's this kind of the same thing I feel like now. We've definitely evolved. Like, shouldn't be that requirement. So anyways, I see both sides of it. Done.
Boom shakalaka. What do you got?
All right. Well, after McQueen's definitions, I actually forgot the question other than we just started talking about the social media stuff. Nikki Haley, when she
You were all about hiding behind the screen.
Well, yeah, but that's just more talking about the social media stuff. I'm thinking on the Nikki Haley side, did she fully express exactly what she was trying to say at the moment? Probably not exactly the way she wanted to.
Yeah.
But because you can see it in two different viewpoints.
Yeah.
The viewpoint of, yeah, that's our freedom to say whatever we want. We shouldn't have to do that. And that's also getting into big corporation and making them do stuff that, you know, making them get out all these names. And then you look at it on the other side of it is, man, just stop hiding. Like, we're playing those games of the Chinese bots, the Russian bots, the other people that are saying stuff. And our social media is so, it does have such a big impact these days.
Oh, it does.
And so I see what she's saying in that light is there's so much misinformation put out there.
Yeah.
That we need to find out about those, that misinformation, those bots, or who's trying to put in that misinformation.
Especially when it really threatens, like, our country and safety right. And security and things
that's,
like that.
I think that's where she was trying to get to.
Yeah, she was.
Instead of just saying, we need to get all this name and all this other stuff.
But I think where she missed the boat, what she was not thinking about, was how many people know that they can say what they want to say on social media and not get fired at work the next day. I get that. And then there's going to be times, too, when the social media companies, I mean, you pretty much have to, I mean, you have to apply for a name. You don't just get it. So you basically have to have something like there's application processes for filling out that you're a person and you got an email address to tie it to or an account like a Gmail or something like that, a Google account. So I look at it and think, okay, I think she overstepped. I think she did overstep. I don't know where the constitutionality of it comes from because people are making that argument, but I will say this. I think that while we have a bot issue, I think that's the job of the social media companies to make sure they have real accounts on their platforms. Elon Musk, when he bought Twitter, said, you got a whole lot of bots in here, and he started weeding them out. But the other side is there have been the Federalist Papers, like James Madison and others, those were written by anonymous writers. Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go in on a whole different side of things, which we've covered way before, is go into the social media platforms and say, you cannot censor.
Transparency in the algorithms,
for sure.
If you're
going to be transparent, if you're letting everybody else be transparent, you need to let it be transparent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's none of the censoring junk.
And, I would agree.
Yeah. And then I would have got, I could go all day on the whole, if you're going to say something, say it.
Yeah.
Don't hide behind it.
Speaking of social media, next question before we run out of time. TikTok.
Ooh.
Woo. All right. So TikTok.
TikTok.
Social media influencers on TikTok have apparently found an old copy of an open letter to America written by Osama bin Laden. I want to say it's well over 20 years old. And it had been found, archived somewhere. And now they're out there. And there's this, like, kind of rampant run through TikTok where kids are looking at it and going, well, see, even bin Laden agreed that Israel was harsh on the Palestinians and that the Jews were the ones who were causing the problems. And you look at this and go, it's bin Laden.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay,
he is the one that sent the attacks to America.
Yeah.
He's the one that killed American lives. It's bin Laden. This shouldn't even be an issue right now. It shouldn't even brought up. It's just stupid, in my opinion.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like, why? Like, just stop.
Well,
are you just trying to get your views, your TikTok ticks up? I don't know.
But is it because they're looking for clickbait, or is it because they really are that inane? They're really that stupid. I look at it and go, you guys, listen, it's bin Laden. He killed 3,000 Americans. Ugh. He is not your source.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We just stole it from you. You want to say something? Hey, how are you?
Hey. No, I totally agree. I feel like it's just completely taking things out of context and looking at one sentence in the whole Bible saying, see that? Satan was, he was an angel. You know, like, we've completely taken out of context, like, this, yeah, like, I agree, this, that we're even having this conversation and that we're looking at back at this, I think it was 2002 or something.
Well, and the place that they started getting this letter from was I read
and I would like to see the letter, actually,
was,
but yeah.
It was taken out of context, and they took it, the site that had it up took it down because they didn't put the whole thing up. Mm-hmm. And they said they started redirecting all their traffic because they started getting so many hits on their website with this letter. And then they're like, hey, this is not all the information. So you're starting to do that. So they started directing it to the actual source, not just their source.
Yeah.
That was just,
who was it? The Daily Mail or something like that.
Yeah. It's on Fox. The article that I read that has all that information is on Fox.
But the crazy thing for me is the fact that the letter exists. I mean, I get it. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf.
Right.
I get it. You know, bad people have written things for generations, but it doesn't need to become the thing that skulls full of mush who have never bothered to study history and don't even recognize who it is that wrote it, then begin to go, well, he said it. See, wasn't he an important person? Yeah, to terrorists.
And they're probably people that were either 5 or 10 or not born at the time of all of that too. Maybe not everyone, but
some of them. Oh. Yeah. There's an entire generation right now coming up that doesn't remember 9/11, which is amazing.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like the turning point in life.
I think, yeah, I think it was in the year 2019 was the first year that people could join the military who would not have been alive when 9/11 happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that. Wow. All right. Tell you what, Boom, let's take the break. We'll take the break. Wow, kick that music in. All right, so we're going to take the break right now. I'm going to come right back. This is where they truly flip the script, and they go into asking me questions, and I just sit and wait and see what they're going to ask. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right, just like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, we are in my favorite segment, Boomer and McQueen, and this is the time when I've already asked them my questions. Now I just see what kind of questions they got for me, and we just go off the cuff and see what happens. So who's got it? McQueen looks like she's ready.
So. I was enjoying the Sweet Child of Mine playing. I was ready for that to keep on going. But anyways, I have a question.
Okay.
So was this yesterday? I saw that Xi Jinping. That's kind of a tongue twister. It's just tricky.
It's tough. Go ahead.
Okay. That he was greeted in San Francisco with flags and all sorts of stuff. Like, I just would love to hear your thoughts on all of that. What does that mean? What are your thoughts?
Oh God!
Initial reactions. What happened?
I mean, Patrol. They had their job cut out for them.
Like I saw the picture,
Poop
and
was
I
in overtime.
They were in overtime.
I didn't know if it was China or where we were, and then I saw, this is San Francisco.
It's San Francisco. Yeah. So, I got lots of thoughts on that. First of all, the level of hypocrisy. The leadership of San Francisco and the state of California, the level of hypocrisy is just at epic levels like never before seen in the history of the world as they actually cleaned up San Francisco. And the thing is, what's really funny on this too, and I asked the question the other day, does anybody know where the homeless went?
That's a fantastic
question. Where did they, is this?
We said,
how did they get there?
Yeah.
Did they pay them?
We said Alcatraz.
It's my guess. They're all out there on the island going, how did we get here? We woke up and we were in this place. So I look at it and go, God, I mean, it took a communist dictator coming to San Francisco for them to clean the place up. Uh-huh. You know, they wouldn't do it for the people who lived there. And you know, Gavin Newsom, in his schmarmy fashion, got up there and literally said, and this is like, I think I'm going to get this quote verbatim. He said, people say, we cleaned this up because of, you know, what do you say, super important world leaders coming to San Francisco. And that's the truth. Well, that's because that's the truth. I mean, he said it. He wasn't even trying to shy away from it. I know I kind of mangled that quote, but that was pretty much what he said. And then, so how do I feel about what else we saw? How many American flags did you see lining the streets of San Francisco as the premier of China rolled through town? Were there American flags hanging from the poles and people, you know, celebrating America in the face of the communist dictator?
Not that I saw.
No. There were tons and tons of people standing out there, well orchestrated, with these large Chinese communist flags, waving them in the street as the premier's caravan drove by. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Did it's they like, hand out those flags beforehand, or did Amazon get a big shipment? Influx of, I don't know.
Where did they come from?
Where did they come from?
And they were all matching flags.
All matching.
I mean, it wasn't like they were like homemade, people got poster board and made a communist flag. No. These were nice flags on long poles, and people were waving them, and they had banners, and you know, in Mandarin Chinese, and just you look at it and go,
"Oh man,
this is ridiculous. This is streets of America." So how do I feel about it? I think it sucked. I mean, I just find this to be embarrassing that they chose San Francisco first of all. I get it. It's
what
it's
was he even there for?
Well, they're having a large gathering of Pacific Rim countries. It's a trade and it's a huge foreign policy gathering to deal with you know, the Eastern Rim and all of the Pacific nations, and it's called RPAC. And
did other countries get this welcome though?
I don't know that they got that welcome. No. And had it not been for China coming, would the streets still have been filled with feces? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And now, how long is it going to take? By the way, once he leaves, what I want to know is what happens next. Are they going to go, you know, it sure was nice to have the streets clean, wasn't it? Let's keep it that way.
No, they're going to let him go again, and then they're going to ask for more money so that they can clean the streets again.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah. It was budget. They did it all under their own budget.
Yes, they did.
They didn't have to have more money.
No, they did it on current budgeting. Funny how that worked.
Funny.
Yeah, so all the needles in the gutters and the feces in your doorstep and you know, homeless tents and everything are gone. Oh, by the way, the other thing they did, they also set up, you know, basically barriers. They set up large wall-style fencing along the sidewalks to keep them clear until the time came, which proves that Democrats do believe that walls work.
Yeah, but were they removable? Could you move them? What? Like the borders?
Actually,
walls?
These were. They had to be. It's a great point. Like Biden's border wall.
Like Biden's border wall. Did you hear about that? It's going to be a
removable? Wall. Yeah. Oh, that's
two
fantastic.
Two minutes left.
Yeah. So I got a quick
me?
One just all for right. people out there. Like, I just asked you. Huh? No, we're not going to talk about the kick six anymore.
Oh,
no more.
I'm sorry.
He'll get too worked up about that. I won't sleep for days.
So, okay. With the GOP debate coming up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes.
Woohoo!
When is the last date that they can, like, sign not up. Qualify, but sign up to go? And do you think Donald Trump will come, and will he wait for the last day? It's a quick question because that's all we got time for.
Yeah, so he will wait to the last minute to say whether he's going to be there, I believe, because I think he's going to like the grand entrance, the sudden furor, the try to get people off their game kind of thing. If he's going to come at all, I think my prediction is that he would wait to the last minute. Apparently the last minute is the debate is on December 6th, and you have until December 4th to meet the qualification requirements. So Donald Trump could wait until 48 hours beforehand and suddenly
he
have,
totally will.
Suddenly hey guys,
have
I'm
the DeSantis
coming.
Camp and the Haley camp and the Ramaswamy's trying to figure out, oh, crap, Trump's going to be on stage. All right, what do we got to say? How do we attack Trump? How do we avoid Trump? How do we put it on Trump? How do we talk about Trump without talking about Trump? He'll suck all the air out of the room, I guarantee you.
He will.
It's like, man, that dude can make more presence just by
and it'll
showing
be
up.
One of those moments you just watch and just go, it's just gonna be fun. It'll be just funny to watch because that's exactly what will happen. They'll all try to go after him. Yeah. And just be like,
what?
And I'm picturing Eminem song, you know, guess who's back. Back again. That's what I'm picturing right now with Trump.
What he's gonna walk into.
Oh yeah.
One of my favorite debate moments was when he had Hillary on stage and he stalked around behind her while she was talking. Like he just walked around behind her, glaring at her, and she knew he was back there. You could tell she just knew he was back there.
Feel it.
And he was just. And then at one point she says something about what she'd do, and he goes, "Nah, I'd put you in jail." And so anyway. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Is that music playing?
Can't wait.
All right. Kick six. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. That's Boomer McQueen. We will be right back.